is an analogy.
Of the
musk deer. The musk deer smells his own fragrance and is searching throughout the forest to try to find the source to enjoy it. And he searches and searches and searches his whole life without understanding that the fragrance is within himself. Similarly, according to Vedanta Sutra, Anandamayo Vyashat, it is our nature to seek pleasure. Every living entity, whether you're man or woman, or Indian or Pakistani, or Palestinian or Israeli, or American or Russian, or whether you're a cow or an elephant or an insect, everyone is looking for pleasure. And we're building entire civilizations. We're going to college. Many are getting married. Endeavoring in so many ways, trying to find pleasure. Trying to somehow or other avoid those things that interfere with our search for pleasure. Which means, why is it that we all have that in common? According to the essential truths of every great spiritual path, particularly Bhagavad Gita, it is because that pleasure is within us. The Bible says, what is the use if you gain the whole world if you lose your immortal soul? The Srimad Bhagavat tells that whatever our dharma or occupation may be, its value is only to whatever extent it helps us to understand who we really are. Bhagavad Gita says, Najayate Mriyate Bhakavich, that the soul, the source of life, that's seeing through the eyes, tasting through the tongue, hearing through the ears, smelling through the nose, thinking through the brain, and feeling through the heart, that consciousness that is you and me is of a spiritual nature. And the nature of that Atma, or soul, it is Satchit Ananda, eternal, full of knowledge, and full of bliss, happiness. That happiness is within us, but we're searching everywhere. I remember meeting Mother Teresa, it's written about in the book, and she told me something that is a universal underlying principle of every great spiritual path. That the real problem in this world is hunger. Not hunger of the belly. Hunger of the belly, you just give some food, and that's resolved. Hunger of the heart. That she has been to New York, to Los Angeles, to London, to Mumbai. And she says that the rich, the poor, everyone throughout the world is suffering due to this hunger of the heart. There's only one thing that can satisfy the heart, and that is to love and to be loved. If you have everything else, fame, power, prestige, wealth, health, skills, none of those things can touch the heart. They can give some fleeting satisfaction to the mind and to the senses, but only love can satisfy the heart. The hunger is our loneliness for that love. What is the origin of that? Essence of all pleasure. It is the soul's natural relationship with God. Our Gurudev Srila Prabhupada would say that real spiritual path is like this. When water falls from a cloud in the form of rain, it's originally transparent and pure. But when it comes in contact with the earth, it becomes muddy. It loses its transparency. Actually, the mud is not water. It's something else mixed in. Spiritual life is filtering our consciousness, bringing it back to its original, natural, pure state, where we realize our own nature and our love, inherent love for God. The Bhagavad Gita tells Vidyavanaya Sampane Brahmani Gavihastini Sunichaiva Swabhakicha Pandita Samadarsha. What is the nature of one who awakens that love of God within? Such a person sees every living being with equal vision. Because he or she sees that every living being is a part of that God. We see the essence in everyone. And there's a spontaneous, unconditional love, a selfless love for all living beings. Paradukaduki. Where love is awakened in our heart, it manifests in this world in the form of compassion. Where another person's suffering becomes our suffering, and another person's happiness becomes our happiness. Is there any greater need in the world today than this consciousness within human society? True spirituality is not about a sectarian belief. All over the world and throughout history, people have fought over religion, politics, and so many other things, race. Wherever there's distinction, there's always been conflict. True dharma, or religion, is the essence. Different religions may have different languages, different rituals, different explanations, different ways of worshiping. But in essence, it is meant to transform our hearts, to transform arrogance into humility, greed into generosity, hate into love, envy into compassion, to transform selfishness to selflessness. There's a need for this transformation today. The economic collapse that the world is suffering is due to greed. The ecological, environmental problems that the world is facing, geologists, scientists, are warning us in India, if we don't start seriously changing our environmental policies now, in 30 years, there will not be a river Ganges. The glaciers will be finished. The Ganga, the Yamuna, the major rivers will be dry. And they are supporting life to hundreds of millions of people. And so much inter-religious communal hatred and violence, inter-caste prejudice between sexes and races and nations. The cause? Ego, greed, envy, selfishness. The world is in desperate need of spiritual transformation. Not sectarian ideas, but real spiritual transformation. And that gift is available for everyone if we simply search sincerely to receive it. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Father.